Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23.
Read it.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Man, you telling me all this time I had power over myself, my own body.
Yep.
Man, you choose to walk, you choose to talk, you choose to knock, you choose to stalk, you choose to sin, you choose to fight.
You what?
Make sure you choose to live for Christ.
Amen to that.
Amen to this.
Amen to that.
Amen to this.
Amen to that.
Amen to this.
Amen to that.
And this and that. I told the devil back off because he had no power over my own body. Yeah, I felt tempted, but I knew what I love most. That's God, who is life. I knew Satan was death.
Feeling under pressure, you feel the bad heat tickling through your sweater. Desire overflowing, but you still get to measure if it's worth that chill and that sinful wicked pleasure. Just to go reset to a broken state, to find a mastermind behind the ear whispers and the thought flickers, making bodies sicker. There are other words to call a trickster, the devil one of them, making innocence victims, turning them into sense at his cocaine and the drug sniffers. Can you figure out what the outcome always is? It turns out to be a cell or underground fetuses, a joy blocker, drains out your conscience and makes you feel lesser. He tries to make himself your professor, but he got no degree in any sort, and he's really short. I wouldn't trust a doctor who's dropped out in the grade of 4. You got a nerve to stick a needle in me. He got it from the wrong cabinet intentionally. We got a way though to put the devil down his own hole. You wanna know a fact? He ain't emotionally stable. He see you got the victory and screams in his agony. He sends his troops to terrorize your peace and your peace. But listen, if I told you that you can stop his tricks, would you do it? If I told you God has given you the power, would you use it? What would you do? Would you leave it for more? Or are you desperate to change and repent to the Lord? Do you want to learn the hard way? No, you don't want to. I guess you want the devil to forever kill and hunt you. Aha, it ain't good. You feel it deep in your bones. You in a never-ending cycle loop, fighting alone. But tell me, what if I also told you that it is your choice? That the devil in control you, all he is a voice. The wicked craving is in you, just give it straight to God's throne. Because the fruit of the Spirit is self-control.
First thing to know is that you ain't alone. Ooh, God has a plan to make it known. That the evil in this world can be overcome. You have your strength in the Lord. You have self-control. Self-control. You have self-control. Self-control.
Christ made you powerful. You got the super strength. All you need to do is grab it and exercise in faith, knowing that when you rebuke him, he's gonna fly away. It is in the word of God. With him you can't play. Do you believe in his word, or have you just heard? If you did, you gotta learn to put his word to work. Then you see it come alive. At first it might hurt because you gotta get uncomfortable. It's better than being a vegetable, the devil trying to fight. Remember who was on your side. Jesus Christ is here to stay. He ain't just gonna let you cry, because the Lord gave you power. You walk right in those steps towards the demons coming after you. You can't have no fear, or else the devil has a hold of you. Knock the devil out as you scream the name of Jesus. You tell it to that spirit of fear, I don't want you no more, I want Christ instead. It's your choice to guide yourself or ahead. The Lord has said he hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I'm glad that you hear. If you believe what he said is the truth, man, cast out the fear, because it's breaking down you. And here is the proof. Jesus said he gave you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and the power of the enemy. So think about it mentally. Don't ever fear the devil, cause he never got a medal. You already got the power, you were on the higher level.
Aha. Has a plan to make it known that the evil in this world can be overcome. But you have your strength in the Lord. You have self-control. Self-control. You have self-control. Self-control.
Time is now to hold your ground and get prepared for a war. It's not a physical battle, it's in the spiritual world, where demons fly around your premises trying to intrude. And when you pray to God consistently, the devil will lose. Don't get distracted by the evil and the things of this world, because if you lose your track, you get caught up in the swirl. The Lord will guide you through your life. You just keep him at all times, and then you won't have to fear, because he's right behind. So when you gotta lean, you just gotta lean back. God has ya, he loves you very much, and that's the fact. Read the Bible, then you'll understand who God really is, and you'll know your own power and your strength in him. It's your choice to fight the devil with God, I mean that. And it's your choice to put Christ as your first love, receive that. Cause your mommy and your daddy one day might let you go. So when you're on your own, you gotta have self-control.
First thing to know is that you ain't alone. Ooh, God has a plan to make it known. That the evil in this world can be overcome. But you have your strength in the Lord. You have self-control.
Christ is Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4. Praise the Lord one time. 2 times, 3 times.
3 times.
4 times, man, he loves ya. We gotta turn from our wicked ways.
Turn from our wicked ways.
We gotta give Christ all the praise.
Give Christ all the praise.
Because he's Lord.
Lord.
Repent.
Repent.
You got self-control too.